Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lee Stang. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Lee Stang. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The second baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Orsino. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brandt moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is called out on strikes. One out. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a line drive towards first. Power catches it and steps on first to double up Aparicio. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison strikes out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Killebrew moves to third. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Killebrew tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Twins. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen takes first base on ball four. Hall moves to second. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang takes first base on ball four. Hall moves to third. Allen moves to second. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 0-1 in the game. Virals hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hall scores. Allen scores. Stang moves to second. It's 3-0. Twins. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rollins. The throw from Orsino and he is out, Johnson applying the tag. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Killebrew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powell. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Killebrew trying to get to home. Powell throws the ball into Orsino who tags Killebrew, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brandt is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Batty hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Allen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bowens. Allen reaches second base with a double. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Stang strikes out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson bunts towards third. Rollins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaborn hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veer Als fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-1 in the game. Orsino hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNally is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stang fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Killebrew is called out on strikes. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Allen is called out on strikes. One out. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stang is called out on strikes. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allison. Powell reaches second base with a double. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowens hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-2 in the game. Orsino strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-3 in the game. Power hits a line drive into center field. Brandt picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Brandt. Power moves to second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-3 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Power scores. It's 4-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allison moves to second. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hall for the out. Allison moves to third. Killebrew moves to second. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Batty is walked intentionally. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally juggles the ball. That's an error on McNally. Allison scores. Killebrew moves to third. Batty moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Twins. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stang hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Johnson fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Dave McNally. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Vare Alls fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harvey Haddix now pitching. Zoilo Vare Alls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vare Alls is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Vare Alls hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Power strikes out. Orsino drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Power out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-3 in the game. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stang fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Powell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Twins. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowens hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.